Hi, this is Bill Meyer, and thanks for listening to this highlight from Dr. Bill Meyer Live. If you'd like to hear the entire broadcast or hear more highlights from our recent shows, just go to my show page at myfaithradio.com.
One of our planters, his name was Preston Almer, moved into his neighborhood and had a conversation with a shop owner there that was transformational for both of them. In the process of meeting the shop owner, actually, he just went into the shop. It's a coffee shop. Preston asked the owner why he was there. That's where he starts, is what brought him there? Why did he decide to have a coffee shop in this particular neighborhood? And the owner's name was Trax. Mm-hmm. And Preston asked Trax, you know, why are you here? And Trax just explained, you know, hey, this is a, I like this neighborhood. It's a great place. I eventually want to have a family, raise them here. We think this is a great place to do that, et cetera, et cetera. So after he had answered all of Preston's questions, Trax said, so what are you doing here? And Preston said, look, I'm here to start a new faith community to serve the people in this neighborhood. And Trax said, you know what? You seem like a nice person. Let me save you some time. Don't do that. And Preston said, well, why not? And Trax said, well, most people in this neighborhood are like me. They're atheists. They don't have any kind of faith. They're secular, whatever. They're not buying what you're selling. And Preston said, well, that's actually the reason we're here, is to help people like that have access to the gospel. And Trax, you know, just really got frustrated with him and just said, look, you know, you're going to hurt yourself doing this. And Preston said, well, is it possible that you and the church haven't been properly introduced? And Trax said, what in the world does that mean? Well, that launched into a conversation between the two of them. At the end of it, Trax said, well, you know, this has been interesting, but he said, I know what's going to happen next. You're going to go back to your Bible study or your church, and you're going to tell them, you're going to give a testimony about how you witnessed to an atheist, and I'll never see you again. And Preston said, well, that isn't going to happen because I'm starting the church here, so I don't have any church to go back to, and you are my church. And he said, I'll be back here and unless you tell me you don't want me to come to your shop. And Trax said, no, if you come, I'll talk. So that started this friendship between the two of them. They started talking, and after about the third or fourth time they got together, Trax said, hey, you know, I'm really enjoying these conversations. He said, you're the first person of faith that I've ever talked to that I felt like I could actually have a reasonable conversation with. He said, in fact, I've got some friends that I think would be interested in this conversation. Could I invite them to come the next time we meet? And Preston said, sure. How about if I bring some of my friends? Which that led to with about a month after that, they launched what they call now the Doubters Club.
Thanks for listening to this podcast of Dr. Bill Meyer Live. For more information about the podcast, you can visit our show page at myfaithradio.com.